the National Football League, certain positions are drafted by round four. Left tackle is one of them. There are 2 7th rounders, you being one of them. You do not control where you're drafted, but you certainly control what happens once you become an NFL player. How do you think you've done with that?
This year, actually starting to grow into my role. I'm starting to learn more things every time. And it's just a blessing to be here.
That move to right tackle in the preseason and how it turned out, what did you learn from that whole experience that makes you a better player today as a left tackle?
I really felt like I was ready for it, but my preparation and the way I prepared, I knew I wasn't.
When a player admits that he didn't prepare maybe properly for that position or that chance, I would suggest maybe that was a turning point in your season and potentially your career. If so, tell me how and why.
Right tackle for me, it was just like I was playing left and going back and forth. But for a tackle, when you switch sides, you have to know your body and know your sets. And for me, I was taking, like, I would say average sets. My friend was telling me, like, you got to take this job serious. You get one shot at this. And that's when it clicked. Scratch all that. That's behind me. And I was like, I got to move forward. And I just kept grinding. I kept putting in the work.
Who is the friend, if I may ask?
You know, my friend Faraji is like my best friend. He's a music musician. And we bounce ideas back and forth off each other. He's striving to be great. I'm striving to be great. And I like how we just keep pushing each other.
Tell me your history about him. Where'd you meet him?
Boise State.
Was he a football player?
Yeah, he's a football player. We both played tackle together. It's kind of a cool story. Like, we were both competing for the same spot. My coach gave me the nod, but he was a guy that always stood there by me. I got to give a lot of thanks to him because he put my mind focused.
Do you remember a particular phrase that he delivered to you that you hear him on the practice field or on a game? What is it?
Oh, we say it to each other all the time. We're going to make it.
We're
going to make it. Like, we both came from the same area. I'm from Oakland, California. He's from Berkeley. And the way he grinds in music, the same way I grind in football.
Do you listen to that music on game
for
day
every
by
game.
Chance? Tell me about that.
For every game, I listen to it. Yeah, it's just inspiring.
I search for freedom in the weirdest places, trying to get better on a daily basis.
When you have somebody who's your close friend making that type of music, you know, it just does something to you.
Music's powerful.
It really is.
What does Jermaine Bushrod mean to you? That's a good man. But you're in his spot. How's he handled that? And how have you respected him back?
Jermaine has been a big brother to me. He's literally took me under his wing. He's been a true professional. I remember coming in and he was just like, you know what you got to do? Don't listen to the outside noise. Just keep your head down, stay focused, and keep working hard. It's always good to have somebody to look up to, and he's somebody that took me under his wing, and I'm so thankful for him.
Look over your left shoulder. You see that uniform with Leno Jr. on it. Given how you feel about your family, what does it mean to them? What's that name mean to you?
They're just so proud of me. I know they are. They came up to the Oakland game, my first start, and I had like 12 family members here, uncles, cousins, nieces. It was like the pivotal moment of my career. Once I played that way, I was like, I can do this. I know I can, and I believed ever since that game.
You could be a 10-year left tackle for the Chicago Bears. Do you go in with that mindset that no one's going to take this from me now?
Every day is an opportunity to get better. And I know if I'm putting my work in every single day, then the things will work out the way it should. I don't like to look so far down the line because I like to be here now. You miss out on things when you think too far ahead.